Happiness happens when we are making progress, not attaining perfection. This progress can be established when we are in a state of balanced growth in all the major aspects of life. I'm Dr. Lori Heap, and I would like to welcome you to my podcast, 5 to Thrive, where you can empower yourself with the knowledge and skills needed to live a happy, thriving, balanced, dynamic life. Are you excited to power up? I am, so let's get started. One of the things that makes each person's path to happiness unique is we all have a different set of what positive psychologists call signature strengths. The signature strength list was developed by Dr. Martin Seligman, who is, like I said, a positive psychologist. Well, actually, he is the positive psychologist and known as the innovator or father of this area of research. Positive psych is a favorite topic of mine because it's all about asking and answering the question, what makes people happy? And who doesn't want to talk about that, right? But it goes way beyond happy into well-being when you're looking at Dr. Seligman's PERMA model of human flourishing. If you're unfamiliar with this term, take a look at episode 3 of my podcast on the PERMA. The signature strengths are a list of your top 5 to 7 strengths out of 24 possible characteristics that are known via research with all of this awesome stuff the positive psychologists have done. And their research, like I said, is focused on what makes people happy. You can check out the full list of 24 strengths and read about some of the research underneath them by going to the viacharacter.org website. Or visit the lifeandbalanceclass.com website and read the post on signature strengths. So here is why you want to know what your signature strengths are. Basically, it'll make you happier, more productive, and feel good about yourself and what you're doing. Because when we're aware and utilizing one or more of our strengths, we're basically at our best. In fact, the research shows that people who use their signature strengths on a regular basis are 8 times happier in the workplace, and couples who do something called strength spotting in each other, meaning when you compliment your significant other and go, "Hey, honey, I really appreciated the creativity with which you came at this problem that we're dealing with and the perspective and critical thinking that you utilized to find a solution was just really awesome." And if your loved one has the top strengths of creativity, critical thinking, and perspective, you can see them like get elevated and feel really appreciated just by you pointing that out. Therefore, couples who strength spot on a regular basis have been shown in the research to be 8 times happier. I actually call this strength spotting the 5 love languages on hyperdrive because really, if we're appreciating what's best about someone, then, you know, they feel loved and appreciated. Now, if that sounds too good to be true, don't knock it before you try it. And the online assessment only takes about 20 minutes and it's free. So what do you have to lose by trying it? That said, before you go to the assessment by following the link on my website blog, here's what I do with my corporate clients, with parents and couples that I coach. I'm going to give you a couple of tips here. First, scan the list of 24 strengths and guess what you think your top 7 are. If you're doing this with a loved one or your family, which kids can take this too, by the way, there's a kid VIA assessment. When I say VIA, it stands for Values in Action Assessment. But if you're doing this with like family, loved ones, then also scan the list and guess what you think your loved one's top 7 strengths are. And as you're compiling your guess, keep in mind that signature strengths energize you when you use them. They really, when you read the definition of the strength, you go, "Wow, that is the real me." They also give you a feeling of excitement when you're displaying or have the opportunity to use the strength. These strengths come extremely naturally to us. In fact, some people are like surprised when they see their list. I'll remember one person, they go, "Fairness? Is that even a strength?" But they were so fair in everything that they did. It was just such a part of them that they didn't even recognize it as a strength, which is the beauty of doing this exercise, at least one of them. In addition to being energized, having this come naturally to you, you also should feel a sense of joy and pride and happiness and like zest when doing something that uses the strengths. And then finally, you should also be excited to find new ways to use the strength. So let's say you have high creativity on your list. Discovering a new way to use creativity in your personal life, or let's say you don't use creativity in the workplace, but you get creative somehow in working with your team or et cetera, then that should make you really excited. So after you scan the list with these questions in mind and make your guess, then it's time to take the assessment. When you get the results from the VIA assessment, which like I said, you go to the VIA Values in Action character.org website, and they have both free adult assessments and free kids assessments. Once you get the results, then compare what the computer gave you or spit out for you with your guesses. And combine the lists. This is one of my favorite conversations to have with people. So I want to give you a few tips. Actually, I'm going to give you 5 tips. It generally comes up in the course of my conversation with people that I'm coaching when we're trying to solidify their signature strength list. So the first tip is don't take the computer assessment and just make that your list. Especially if you disagree with one of the strengths that's, let's say, in the mid zone. So the computer will give you your strengths listed from 1 to 24, strongest to weakest. And so you've got these middle zone of strengths. And let's say you love learning, like you're just passionate about learning, but the VIA put it at number 12. Well, if you feel really strongly about that, then you need to bump that up to, 7, or combine it with another strength. That's another tip. But so don't take the computer as kind of the end decision. Second tip is you can add more than 7 strengths by teaming up different characteristics that naturally go together. So for example, people will frequently pair up kindness and fairness. They may have fairness super high, but they do value being kind to people. Well, those two can go together very easily. Hope and gratitude sometimes go very well together on a signature strength list because someone is optimistic and grateful in their outlook. Both of those have to do with how your view or your kind of big picture outlook. Another couple that go together pretty easily are teamwork and love. And so if you've got teamwork high and love a little lower, but you're like a real team player, let's say at home, well, view teamwork and love as two sides of the same coin. Now, the third tip is keep an open mind about strengths that surprised you at the top, because these strengths may come so naturally to you. Like I said about, I gave that example about fairness, that you aren't even aware of them, which actually being not aware or blinded to your strengths, that causes you to miss out on appreciating an aspect of yourself that's important and potentially elevating in your daily life. So tip 4, and everybody does this, they get their assessment and they scroll down to the bottom. Don't do that. Or if you want to look at the bottom, don't scroll down and think, oh boy, I am a total schmo, because let's say number 24 is forgiveness on your list. That's actually my number 23, by the way. But don't think, oh my gosh, forgiveness is so low, so I'm doomed to holding grudges for the rest of my life. Here's the deal with your lower strengths. When a strength lands in the number 24 slot, it doesn't mean you don't have it. It just means it doesn't come naturally to you, or you underutilize it on a regular basis. So keep in mind, these strengths are ranked by this assessment in order from 1 to 24 by a number score that is assigned to them based on how you answer the questions. So if you moved one up, you have to ask and answer, which ones are you moving down? So the best approach to this list is just accept what's at the top and embrace it about yourself. And don't necessarily dwell on what's, let's say, numbers 20 through 24. So here's our final and fifth tip. With regards to the top seven strengths that you have, you can almost view these as a set, not a hierarchy. Meaning, when you take the assessment, the questions produce a score, like I said, between 0 and 5 based on how you answer the questions. And so really your top 3, 4, maybe even 5 could have the exact same score. Let's say you're maxing them out at a 5. So they're all quite interchangeable. And so don't look at these things as if it's a hierarchy, but just come up with your top 7 set and know that this is my toolbox for greater life satisfaction and happiness as I move through my day. So after you solidify your list, then the fun starts, actually, because you can do a couple of things with this to begin boosting satisfaction in your life and in your relationships. So I'm going to give you 5 things that you can do with this. So the first thing is write your list down and keep it around you, or record it somehow and make it the background to your phone, computer, or tablet so that you're reminded to be aware of when you're using one of your strengths. This is called strength spotting in yourself. And it's just a heightened awareness and appreciation what is going right in your day. Second thing you can do is take a look at the different categories on the life list and think about what strengths you use in each area of life. This is called exploring your strengths. And you may notice that there's a little bit of difference between, let's say, your professional life or your schoolwork and your personal life and your relationships and your off time when you're having fun. So it's important to recognize that, because the third thing that you can do is try to do something I call cross-pollinate your life list with your strengths. Meaning, if you notice that you, let's say, use creativity in your work or at school, but don't do it so much in, let's say, your closest relationships, then try and boost the creativity to, let's say, ramp up the fun factor in your personal life. And you'll feel really good about it because you're being creative. Fourth tip is share your list with loved ones and ask them to take the VIA too, because then you can strength spot in each other, like I mentioned earlier. And then the thing you can do, number 5, is team a top strength up with one of the bottom on your list. So let's say kindness is low and creativity is high. Use your creativity to come up with acts of kindness you can perform for people you encounter in your day. Or let's take forgiveness as an example. Let's say forgiveness is number 23 on your list, but fairness is really high. You can kind of help yourself forgive somebody who slighted you, and believe me, I know this by experience, by thinking about how you would like them to treat you if the same thing was happening, and what really is fair to them, because demanding perfection from people is not really fair, and demanding perfection from ourselves is not fair to ourselves, and it certainly isn't fair to other people. So that might give you the capacity to forgive. If you do all of this, which is called strength work in the positive psychology realm, I would bet a lot of money you will be well on your way to appreciating and experiencing the satisfaction that comes when you are at your best.